We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. Well, we are truly here at the home stretch of Inside Wealth after 3 years. This is, in fact, our final segment. No, you don't have to applaud, you know. It's like one of those old Karnak routines with Johnny Carson and everything when he said, I have in my hand the last envelope. And everybody applauds, right? As if all of his jokes had bombed. And clearly, that's not the case here. Because after 3 years of being on Inside Wealth, we have highlighted some incredible, not just wisdom, but also incredible action. The wisdom, we've had all kinds of household names and an other. We've had people like Joe Garagiola, Alvin Toffler, Gene Houston, Tony La Russa, George Zimmer, CEO of the Men's Warehouse, Gay Hendricks, all these amazing people showing up to offer, Deepak Chopra, showing up to offer amazing perspectives on wealth and how they moved up their ladder in their particular field of endeavor, being true to who they are, taking the best of who they are, loving what they did, and rising up through ranks that nobody could have predicted they ever did. And in fact, our archives are full of them. And I highly recommend that unless you're my mom, and even my mom hasn't listened to all 150 programs so far, you know, my guess is you haven't either. Not that all of them are on archive, but if you come to insidewealth.net, that's insidewealth.net. Yeah, I said insidewealth.net. That's where we're going to have and will continue to have many of the shows. And some of the highlighted shows, and as I mentioned, some of them are not household names. People like Dwayne Boyce, who you probably haven't heard of, but he co-wrote a book called The Anatomy of Peace, where they've talked about how to, and he actually works and does this in his day job, how to create peace through the Arbinger Institute, whether it's in the workplace or even politically among warring factions that have been doing, you know, the Hatfield and McCoys for generations. We've also highlighted a couple of segments here. One is called The Brain Trust, where we really have had people whose brains you can trust. People like Marshall Goldsmith, truly the ultimate CEO coach and leader. People like Kevin Grauman, who Entrepreneur of the Year by Ernst & Young, who's built, founded, and sold multiple businesses with a lot of success. Marsha Weider, who, you know, America's dream coach, who constantly inspires us to dream and dream big. And that, in fact, dreaming is not a fantasy. Unless you think it is. That, in fact, if you were to take a look around and walk around down any downtown, all those skyscrapers, all those businesses, frankly, were somebody's dream. And if you're not dreaming your dream, my best guess is somebody else is dreaming one for you. And it ain't always what you would choose. So there you go there. We've also had a winning business segment where it's winning business because nobody has to lose. Where it's incredible people like Hazel Henderson and Mark Finser, Dave Batstone, showing up to highlight what real companies are doing to make a real difference. Hal Adler, president of a Great Place to Work Institute, has showed us how the link to profitability, and not just profitability, but extraordinary profitability, goes hand in hand with a vibrant corporate culture. So then it really becomes, how can I empower? How can I empower my employees to be inspired, to be dedicated to excellence of service? How can I care about them so they in turn can care about each other and the customer? And it's all linked to greater market share, greater stock price versus the competition, you know, greater employee retention, the hardest economic metrics you could possibly look at. So this is far from woo-woo. It's the real deal. And so many companies are doing well by doing good. Like Mike Hannigan's company, Give Something Back, where, yeah, he's basically distributing office products, but he's also but he's also finding a way to donate a fair amount of his profits to community charities. And they ain't suffering. They're doing a great business. So there's all kinds of new paradigms. And what all of this underscores is that business as usual doesn't work. At least it doesn't work as well as it used to. And there is a new game in town. And change is required. Because we have been going down this path. And this American way in general. And the media has been kind of shepherding us down like a Pied Piper. Or mesmerizing us into believing that you can't be too rich or too thin. And it's all about, you know, the outer materialism, consumerism, skin deep beauty and glamour. And that's what life is all about. And then they dull our minds with inane sitcoms that have very little meaning for the most part, or glorified talent shows that somehow they've gotten us to vote more frequently for a talent show than we would for the president of the United States in that election. Just to give us an indication of where we're going as a culture, where we know that if in fact capitalism or American being a economic superpower were to be like a human being, in this moment it certainly feels like it's on the downside of its life. And it may be heading for a little senior helper, you know, and it probably has been in some ways because other countries have been bailing us out in one form or another, which is why our deficit spending is so high. And we know that is unsustainable. And we know that we've been so encouraged to spend. In fact, once upon a time, in the wake of 2001 and that disaster at 9/11, we were encouraged to go out and keep spending. That's patriotic. It's patriotic to keep spending. Okay? And we've been doing that for years now, where collectively we've been spending more than we've been making, hoping we could borrow the rest through our home equity loans. Well, we all know that that's unsustainable, and we all know that that door is now closed. So we can expect change, no matter what. And the purpose of this program has been to invite you to the kind of wealth that nobody can take from you. That no matter what happens to your finances, done our best to offer you skills and tools and exercises and action steps and ways to go about your business that bring out the best of who you are as a human being. Because that really is one of the action steps of Inside Wealth. Yes, it is so much about a joy for living. It's so much about a joy for living. And it's also very much about how we go out in the world with that joy, where we can do that even as we honor each other in a business situation or anything else. So we can be of a dedication to excellence of service with each other and actually be a conduit for greater financial flow. So it's not either or. It's certainly one of these situations of and both. And you know, once again, just like this radio show, frankly, it's having our last episode in this incarnation. Guess what? We may be ending the run, but we are beginning the soar. And with that, we're taking our show into the internet with a show, an internet video show. And by the way, this is not one of these YouTube kind of, amateur productions here. Our radio producer extraordinaire, Sandy Cupid, is actually a 2-time Emmy Award winner who has created our series for us, co-created our series called Inner Espresso, where we've taken some of a number of the guests who've come through this very radio show. People like Marshall Goldsmith and Lance Secretan and Mike Robbins and Marsha Weider and Marilyn Tam and Chip Conley and Warren Hellman, people who are leadership coaches extraordinaire, Shrikumar Rao. We've had just great people showing up, actually literally donating their time to show up and in 90 seconds, get it on and get it off, because we know your time is precious. And in 90 seconds, we can offer you a thought of the day, example of how it operates, and a call to action. So we get the inspiration of Inside Wealth, and we ground it with a practice, something you could take into your daily personal life or professional life. And it's designed for professional life. Okay, so it's designed to put more money in your pocket. It's designed to get you more engaged and give you more skills to develop the relationships. Because we've been saying around here for a while, You know, even Hoover didn't make money in a vacuum. You know, it all flows through a relationship. And we all need each other on a profound level. And without that, the money does not flow. It just doesn't flow. So I'm inviting you all to come to innerespresso.com. Inner Espresso, I'll spell it out for you. Inner is INNERESPRESSO.com. Okay, it's the Italian spelling for espresso. And yes, as you can imagine, a little bit carries a real wallop. And it is very much designed to wake you up on the inside to new possibilities. At work and at home. And rotating with these incredible, literal masters in business and in life. It is truly an extraordinary program. And guess what? The first 2 weeks are on the house. Come to our website at innerespresso.com. That's innerespresso.com. And sign up for a free 2-week trial so you can get 10 unique episodes of some of the most amazing leadership coaches and current and former CEOs you're going to ever come across. InnerEspresso.com. So life is definitely moving on, and you know, that's where we are. Oh, guess what? You actually get to see my face in it too, okay? So after all these years of hanging out behind the radio where this inanimate object, this voice is coming out of somewhere, but you never see the face unless you come to our website, guess what? Here, I'm in the videos too, so please come join us there. They are extraordinary, and it is going to help take business to this new transitionary period. Because let's face it, even Bill George, who's going to be one of our, he's the former CEO of Medtronic. He's on the board of Exxon and Goldman Sachs. He was a guest on the radio show. He's going to be part of our video series as well down the line. You know, has said it's all now, more than ever. The key to success in our country, if we're going to continue to be any kind of superpower whatsoever economically, there's only one word, and I'll say it 3 times. Innovation. 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 Well, here we're taking the best of what innovation has to offer, both in terms of having extraordinary TV-like quality of video on the internet, and doing it in 90 seconds and delivering it via email. So all you got to do is click on the link and you are in. You are in. And yes, it's very much designed to take your lives to a new level. And frankly, that was our mission here with Inside Wealth over the past 3 years. Because, you know, ultimately, nobody else can live our lives for us. You know, nobody else is waking up in our skin and bones. Not everybody in the media. Not even our parents or pastor or, you know, teachers. We're the only one who can live our lives for ourselves, you know? Why not bring as much joy as we possibly can into it, you know, and an appreciation for what this moment has to offer? And with that, I want to express my appreciation to KNEW, who has allowed us to be a bit of a missionary here in the home of Savage Nation, where we haven't always said the things that are politically correct according to anybody's agenda on the right side of whatever, you know, and that direction is rather arbitrary, you know, because a lot of our ideas and thoughts are not conservative. And frankly, they're not liberal either. They're human, as human beings, going even beyond our differences as man, woman, Christian, atheist, Republican, Democrat. It goes far beyond that. And I want to thank KNEW from the bottom of my heart for allowing us to be on the air and sharing with you for 3 years this rather avant-garde and innovative approach to wealth. I want to thank Sandy Cupid, our executive producer extraordinaire, who has taken so much talent, wisdom, and depth in this program and has really inspired me to stay true to our mission and to go to the highest common denominator in every single case. I want to thank Scott Cuddy, our crackerjack engineer here, who every time I stumble and bumble, he somehow finds a way to smooth it over so that it sounds really good to you. family, my wife, Holland, the kids, all of you, all of my friends, family, all the people that enjoy media, including Shelley Alger, Kevin Grahman, Neil Mitchell, Serena Darcy Fisher. I want to thank you so much for your love and inspiration and really inviting me to take things to the deepest, truest possible level. So I thank you all. And with that, you know, it's a little bit of a, here's the epitaph here, okay? I was asked what I want to have on my tombstone. I'll tell you right now. He lived, he laughed, he loved, he inspired, he expired. And with that, we are expiring this radio show. Come to our website, insidewealth.net, because there is life after death. And come to innerespresso.com so you can see the video reincarnation of something bigger and better that is going to take this world by some kind of perfect storm. And so with that, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.